Good afternoon, sir. My name is Megan, and I'm a volunteer with a local nonpartisan group focused on getting out the vote in this community. How are you doing today? Glad to hear you're doing well. I was also doing quite well before I got caught in the rain, but... Oh, no, don't worry, it's fine. It's kind of an occupational hazard with the job. Now, I'm here because I know you just moved into this house, and I wanted to make sure you'd updated your voter registration to reflect your new address. Updating your registration is quick and easy, and we can do it together right now if you... Oh, yes, sir. Of course we're still knocking doors. A little thunderstorm can't stop something as powerful as grassroots organizing. Well, to be honest, we did stop canvassing. Oh, sorry, campaign term for door knocking. For a few months, but recently the stakes for this election somehow managed to get even higher, and we just can't afford to take any chances this year. Yeah, they called to ask if I wanted to knock doors in my neighborhood, and I will do anything to get more people registered and ready to vote on November 3rd, so I couldn't say no. I was wearing a mask, but the rain started as I was walking from my last house to yours, and now it's all wet. You don't have any sore throat, fever, persistent cough, anything like that, right? Okay, good. Neither do I. I just felt like I should check. And thankfully, you're the last house in my canvas packet, so as soon as I'm done getting your registration updated, I can head back to the volunteer center and... Oh my god, my walk packet. Oh my god, my walk packet. I forgot about my walk packet. Oh no! It's all wet! Oh god, if these pages bleed, I'm gonna have to re-canvas this entire neighborhood. Ugh, fuck me. Oops. Sorry, sir. I am definitely not supposed to curse while I'm doing this. Ugh! I'm being such a bad representative of civic engagement right now. I promise you, I'm not usually this much of a mess. Okay, that's not true. I'm always this much of a mess, but still, sorry, sir. Ugh, and now it's really coming down out here. I'm gonna get soaked when I walk back to the car. I knew I should have brought an umbrella, but I thought I'd be done canvassing by the time the rain started and... Come in. That's very sweet of you to offer, but I'm really, really not supposed to... Actually, on second thought, maybe I should come in, just until the storm lets up a little. I know I said I would do anything to get people registered, and that's true, but I really do not feel like getting my hair wet right now, so... Thank you so much, sir. Oh. Wow, it looks really different in here. Oh, I actually, I live just up the street there in that house on the corner. The old woman who lived here before you, Miss Tesfaye, she used to babysit me all the time. I'm used to this house being all flowery curtains and framed pictures of cats, not... glass tables and fancy leather sofas. May I? Well, I was trying to be polite and respect your home, but since you just commanded me to sit down, I guess I'll sit. Really? Because it sounded like a command, but maybe I misheard. Why are you looking at me like that? Huh. I don't know where you would recognize me from. You haven't lived here for that. Oh. Yeah. Yep. I am the girl doing yoga on her front lawn at 6 a.m. every morning. Sorry about that. This whole pandemic thing has kind of taken away my usual outlet for stress relief. And it's campaign season, so I am very stressed. And since I barely get to leave the house as it is, I started doing my morning yoga class on the front lawn to try to get some fresh air and, you know, keep from completely losing my mind. I know I probably should have come over and introduced myself sooner, but with everything going on, I didn't know if that would be okay. It's such a strange time, you know? Half the time, I'm so focused on work that I forget anything else is going on at all. And then half the time, I am so bored and lonely and frustrated that I don't even know what to do with myself. Honestly, I think the most exciting thing that's happened to me in months is you moving in here. You were the talk of the street for a while there. Yeah, you were. They were camped out in front of the Carter house for an hour watching you move boxes. When I went to check the mail, I asked Miss Carter what was going on, and she just pointed at this house and said, "You'll see." And then you came out of the moving van, shirtless, carrying a couch. This couch, actually. And suddenly, everything made sense. I may have stayed and watched for a little while. Don't look at me like that. I told you. Bored, lonely, frustrated as hell. I am in no position to turn down some eye candy, and you are excellent eye candy. But then Miss Carter started going on and on about how it was such a shame that a nice young man like that wasn't married, and then quickly moved on to her favorite subject, which is my lack of love life, of course. So I had to get out of there. But I will admit, I was kind of sad to miss the rest of the show. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I completely lost track of what I was here to do. I don't want to take advantage of your hospitality. Let me just get the voter registration form and... Oh my god, it's wet. Forgot about that too. Oh, this is okay. This is fine. You don't actually need this form to update your registration. You can do it online right now. Just head over to vote.gov and you enter your name, birthday, address, either your state ID number or the last four digits of your social, the address where you were previously registered, and possibly some other little things depending on whether you were previously registered in this state or somewhere else, and... Wait. Did you just say you weren't previously registered? No, as in you let your voter registration lapse, but... You don't vote. Are you planning on voting? You don't know. Sir, what's not to know? Why are you smirking at me like that? This isn't funny. Of course I take this seriously. It is serious. Voting is the most important thing you can do. Yes, it is. Come on. How can you say your vote doesn't matter after 2016? That entire election was decided by fewer than 100,000 people in three states just making the choice to stay home rather than vote. And this year, it's probably going to be even closer. Everything going on is not a reason not to vote. That's exactly why you should vote. Okay. Let me get a little inspirational on you right now. Michelle Obama says, life can be unfair and unjust, and more than anything, it will always be uncertain. But if we channel our frustrations into democracy with our vote and our voice, we can find true north even in times of crisis. Yeah, I know it sounds like a platitude, but I swear it's true. Voting is important. It's powerful. It is one of the most vital tools to building the kind of world you want to see. And it is really important to me that people like you vote. So please, sir, tell me, is there anything I can do to convince you to become a registered and active voter today? Because while we've been talking, I've developed a little theory about you. I saw the way your eyes lit up the first time I called you sir. And you didn't ask me to come inside. You ordered me. And then you did it again when you told me to sit down. And you have been watching me very carefully. I think you invited me into your home, not because you were trying to be polite and get me out of the rain, but because you're trying to figure out whether the hot, sexy little neighbor who just knocked on your door would be open to submitting to you. And normally, I would. Very much. When I said quarantine had taken away my usual stress relief, I was referring to being tied up and bruised and used in every single way. But unfortunately for you, I have a rule about this. See, I only fuck registered voters. I'm dead serious. I work in politics and I have a thing about submitting to someone I can't take seriously, and I have a really hard time taking people who don't vote seriously. No, no, no. Don't try to kiss me. And don't bark orders at me in that voice. What is that? Is that your Dom voice? Cute, but no. Oh, I probably should have mentioned a little bit of a brat. It has to do with the politics of submission and feminism. We don't have to get into it right now. If you want me to stop talking, you're gonna have to make me. And the only real way to shut me up is by going to vote.gov on your phone and... Ah! Wow, you are really strong. But this isn't what I meant by... No. No, don't pull down my shorts. You aren't registered to vote. We aren't doing this until... Wait, stop. We're not doing this until you... God. Your finger feels really, really good. Yes, I am very wet already. the way you pushed me down and kind of hit a lot of my buttons. I have this thing about, I have a thing about feeling like my partner could snap me in half at a moment's notice, and you look like you could really, really hurt me. I like that. No, don't speed up. Stop. Don't. I meant what I said earlier. I'm not fucking you until you register to vote. Yes, that includes blowjobs. I do not take a Clintonian view of oral sex, and as much as I would really like to see if that bulge in your pants is as big and hard as I think it is, I'm not going to suck your dick unless you register to vote. No, wait, why are you stopping again? Oh. Fuck. Holy shit. Cock is even bigger than I thought it would be. Oh my god, you're so hard already. God damn it. I am a woman of principles, and I do not break those principles easily. But I am also a submissive who hasn't had a good dominant fuck in months, and... Okay. Fine. I'm going to make an exception just this once because I really need you to fuck me. I really need you to fuck me, but you have to promise me you're going to register to vote as soon as we're done. Deal? Thank God. Please fuck me. Don't even bother getting undressed. Just lay down on top of me and... I have to admit something. It wasn't a coincidence that I knocked on your door today. I've been dying come over here since the day you moved in. When I saw you carrying this couch, all I could think about was how strong you looked. How you could throw me around, make me feel small, use me in any way you wanted to. I want to be used. I want it more than anything. So when I showed up, fuck, that's deep. Oh my god. When I showed up for my volunteer shift today, I asked them if I could canvas my neighborhood. Hoping they would send me to your door. I had no idea you didn't vote, but that's okay. Because you're gonna vote now, right? I will let you dom me. Let you tie me up and fuck me and bruise me and use me and degrade me all you want. And in return, all you have to do is vote. I'm not predisposed to begging, but This is one thing I will beg for. Will you please, please vote? Oh my God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. No, stop. What are you doing? Don't pull out. If you pledge to vote right now, I'll let you come inside me. Oh, God, yes. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. Please come inside of me. Please, please fill me up. Please, I'm gonna feel it dripping out of me as I walk back to my car. I wanna turn in my walk packet with your cum running down my legs. I wanna feel used, owned, controlled, helpless. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Oh God, yes, yes, come inside me, yes, please. Oh God, oh fuck. Yes, yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, wait. Hang on, I'm gonna... Just give me a second. Come back down to Earth. Oh my God. Did I actually just do that? I know people say this all the time, but I have... really, never done anything like this before. Quarantine must have gotten to me a lot more than I realized. Oh my God, is that the time? Holy shit, the volunteer center is going to close in 10 minutes. I have to get back. If I don't get these sheets in before they close, the numbers are going to be off for tomorrow. And no, it's fine. My car is not that far away, and I can just tell them I was riding out the storm with a very generous, newly registered voter. Because you're going to register to vote. And then, later tonight, you're gonna come over to my house. And when you show me your registration confirmation, I'll be more than happy to reward you for getting involved this election season. Because I really did mean what I said. I only fuck registered voters. And that wasn't fucking. That was me getting something I've needed for far too long. Once you're registered, I'll show you what I can really do. And there is so much I want to do for you. Don't try to kiss me. Because I have to go. And you have to get registered. So do it. Now. And I'll see you soon, sir.